flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. The seeker asked the master, "How come you are so calm all the time?" The master said, "I meditate." The seeker asked, "Even I meditate, but I get distracted." The master said, "Then meditate on the distraction." Meditation is the beginning of awareness, and self-awareness is the beginning of awakening. It is to know things as they are. Self-observation is the essence of spirituality. It's not about rushing and reaching somewhere. It's not about success. It's about celebrating the journey. A man was meditating and suddenly he shouted, "I have found it. I have found it." The fellow disciple asked, "What have you found it?" The person said, "I have found out that I have been sitting on the hill for hours. That's it. Meditation is not about finding something extraordinary. It's about knowing. Things which already exist. It's about knowing the tendencies of the mind the lingering attachments, the mood fluctuations, the different positions, the poses of the mind. Meditation is the silence where you hear the sound of your own mind. It's not about hearing something extraordinary, some mystical, some magical, some otherworldly, some divine. Ethereal sound. It's about knowing who you are. Not just as an extra physical entity called soul, but the set of emotions, a unit of sanskars, a group, of hidden desires. Sit and know. That's it. It's a journey of self-observation, self-awareness, self-analysis. In today's Murli, Baba has divided yogis into three categories. The first are Sahaj Yogis. They are like the effortless river that moves effortlessly. The river is flowing without getting tired, unobstructed towards the ocean. The closeness with God . The constant stage. Everything is very easy. Adhikar. You're not making effort. Even if there is an effort, it's an effortless effort. Everything is easy. Everything is smooth. They're not working hard. It is like the underground consciousness that is moving at a constant pace. Obstacles are coming and going, but there is no resistance. They are very powerful, steadfast, acres. So that's the first category. They are Sahaj Yogis. And Baba always wanted us to become Sahaj Yogi. Yoga is not something you are doing, but it's a state of being. It is not limited to a set hours of practice. Who he, I am, that is Sahaj Yogi. There is no external force. The discipline is internal. It has come on its own accord. It's a very high stage of existence, very high stage of spirituality. It's probably the result of excessive love. The master asked the disciple asked the master, how do I know that you love me? I want to feel the love. The master got up and hugged the disciple and said, this is love. Feel it. Now don't stop and go back to work. It is indescribable. It beggars description. It is wordless. And such wordless love for God has come naturally. Probably the result of previous sadhana. There is no mention of words like dispassion, disinterest, vairagya, nothing. They are in a constant state of love. The heart is flowing. The second is experimenting yogis. They are like the spiritual scientists sitting in the spiritual lab. They do experiments. They try different methods, error and trial. Sometimes they achieve success, sometimes they do not. But yes, 75% times they are safe from Maya. This is also a very good state where you sit and you experiment. Thought lab. Thought lab is the effect of a thought on lifestyle. The effect of the thought on your whole day. You can create a thought lab, thought laboratory, where you sit and observe different thoughts and what sort of effect they have. This is what is called as daily position tracker. Baba has mentioned three types of souls. First are obese, the second are tall, and the third are dwarf, very small. If there is so much burden on the mind, thoughts are so heavy, you are taking some decision. The mind is so heavy that you have become overweight. It's a mental obesity, the emotional obesity. The second is overthinking. You are thinking about a particular thing. You are expanding out it out of all proportions. The thought is not leaving you and you are constantly thinking and thinking and thinking. The thinking has become overthinking. Unnecessary doubts. Imaginations, worries, phobias are entering and that is making you tall. So you become tall by overthinking. You become fat by burden. And the third is you become small by depressing, disheartening thoughts. Depression, where the person loses the desire to do something. It's a very low stage of existence. The person becomes dull and drab. No desire to do anything. No desire to achieve anything. Totally depressed. Why depressed? Because after analysis, one comes to the conclusion that this is a selfish world. How can I survive here? I don't want anything. Nobody is mine. I have always been cornered. There is a recurring depressive thoughts, a state of melancholia, endogenous desperation. And gradually, the sense of worthlessness, suicidal tendencies, turning into major depressive disorder. So these are the three stages. So Prayogi are experimenting soul. They are spiritual scientists. They do different experiment. Most of the time they are okay, but then they undergo these different phases. There is a fluctuating mood. So the task from today's Murli is daily position tracker. You can create the time. For example, this is the watch. You can make another column outside this watch. So this is the time. What is the mood? Calm. Write down the trigger. Morning meditation. So morning meditation, calm, time. The second, workplace, 10 a.m., challenging feedback. What is the mood? Depressed? You create a piece of work, an art, a poetry, a painting, a song, some craft, and somebody gives negative feedback. What is the mood? So write down, depressed. And then again in the afternoon, time, emotion, emotional state, and the trigger. What is the trigger? You helped somebody. Happiness. Trigger. Helping somebody. Evening. You feel grateful. So grateful. Trigger. Completed all the day's task. Evening. Overwhelmed. So many things to be done. I have not done so many things. So mood tracker. Baba said, look at your own different phases of mind. Just watch your emotions. That's it. You're not doing anything. If there is an attachment, know that there is an attachment. It's a movement-to-movement awareness. I'm not trying to suppress the attachment. I'm not trying to control the attachment. I'm not trying to control the mind. Just try to know. Now I'm here and there is a spurt of passion within me. I watch the passion and it goes away. I'm not trying to control it. Just to know, the emotion has risen. There is an anger, watch the anger. There is attachment, watch the attachment. The mind is restless, watch the restlessness. So such practice of watching the mind. The different moods, the fluctuations. Mood tracker, daily position tracker. And the third type of souls are Sahyogi. They are cooperative souls. Baba is talking with double foreigners. Most of the time they are cooperative, but sometimes they are not. Most of the time they are athak, tireless, unfatigable. And yet, sometimes there is a difference. Baba also praised double foreigners and said it is double wonder that they crossed different culture background and reached to this place. So the basis, the crux of this Murli is self-observation. Just sit down and observe. Suddenly depression, suddenly energetic, suddenly boredom, suddenly feeling extremely happy, joyous. Getting upset. Why so many fluctuations? Just work on the triggers. Timing, the state and the trigger, the reason for it. Work on this reason. How can I modify it? Everything was going on well and then suddenly somebody says something. You react. And the stage is gone. This is the trigger. If the same trigger happens next time, what should I do? Can I change the response? Just work on this. It's a very short Murli, but full of essence. Read, think, churn, observe. Know.